Some of my friends took me to a yoga class. The Bikram yoga, where they heat the room to like 1,000 degrees. I started to smell dumplings and there was no Chinese restaurant around. My pop-up timer's gonna go off in a minute. They said, do what you can. I didn't know what that meant, so I left.
Was your New Year's resolution to work out and get in better shape? So, how's it been going for you so far? How often do you hit the gym? And have you signed up at the gym? Do you even know where the gym closest to you is located? Well, we seek top physical fitness, well, at least many of us. The psalmist in Psalm chapter 90, verse 10 alerts us to a limit that we just have to concede to. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80 years. And that was actually a downgrade from where God declared for our earthly lifespan. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. It's Satan who brings about the temptations and diseases that place our lifespan at risk. Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 gives us this wisdom, nor give place to the devil. Now to go in tandem with that, here's what James adds in James chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So how does the Bible serve as our health guide? The 11th chapter of the book of Leviticus is actually a complete healthy eating plan for your diet. Read it when you get a chance because, well, as you do, think back to all the diet crazes that we've seen over recent years. You'll find the foundation for most of them in Leviticus chapter 11. Do you know that the word medicine is mentioned only two times in the Bible? One of those two times is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. And that short verse is perhaps the biggest prescription for all-around wellness, physical, emotional, and spiritual, that's found in God's Word. Isn't it odd how we can find it so easy to think ourselves sick, yet so difficult to think ourselves well? Matthew chapter 6, verse 27 addresses this. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Now, is it oversimplifying things by saying that those who are happy live longer because they want to live longer? These are the people who understand what we read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Do you just say that you're a child of God who has been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, or do you faithfully and sincerely believe it? The difference is that if you don't sincerely believe this, then you are bringing grief to the Holy Spirit who resides within you. It's when the Spirit grieves that you grieve. Going back to Ephesians, this is what Paul warns us about in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Being joyful in the Spirit is what enables us to see the happiness and joy in the world. Jesus teaches us this in Luke chapter 11, verses 34 and 35. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Our earthly bodies are just temporary holders of our true selves. It's our soul and spirit that are eternal and hold sway over our physical, not the other way around. Pleasing the flesh will only bring weight to the spirit. Now, I'm not saying don't enjoy life in every way possible. Just take measure of what you do and how it hits you. Have an easy way for you to keep score as we go through this year. Whichever way is easiest for you, keep count of the number of times you say, oh, God, never again, versus the times you say, thank you, God.